Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone, and boy, what a packed show we have for you today. We're going to open up by talking to a real-life, genuine Hall of Famer. He is the newest member of the Western Music Hall of Fame. Cowboys and Indians magazine has called Dave Stamey the Charlie Russell of Western music, and he will be on the Prescott Elks Theater stage tomorrow evening. We'll have him here on the air in just a few seconds. We'll also talk today with Monty Anderson and Sherry Francis from St. Luke's Native American Ministry. And Terry Davis will be here after the news break with Link to talk about the Yavapai Humane Society Saturday morning walk for the animals. So we're going to get going right away. Dave Stamey is on the line. Dave, how's it feel to be able to call yourself a genuine Hall of Famer?
You know, thank you very much. I really haven't quite got used to that. I feel that I don't think I'm old enough to be called that.
You know, a True West magazine has called you several times the best living Western solo musician. Now, I have to ask you, I know you've played Prescott many times before. Have you ever played the Elks Theater?
Oh, once, probably 10, 12 years ago as part of an ensemble show that was hosted there for the Cowboy Gathering in August. But I think I did maybe 15, 20 minutes or something like that. This is the first time I've come to do my own show there.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the places you've played, both in this country and outside.
Well, I've yet to leave the country to play, other than Canada. I played a little bit in Alberta and British Columbia, but there's a lot of places in the United States that I still need to go. You know, I mean, if you got a zip code, we're going to show up there sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the deal. We've been as far east as Virginia, as far north, as I say, Alberta, Canada, every western state, and quite a bit in the Midwest, a little bit. We get around. We get around.
Now, you've been a cowboy, a mule packer, a dude wrangler, so that, I'm sure, infuses your music, correct?
Yes, sir. I like to write and sing about what I know, what I've experienced.
Mm-hmm. I remember the country star Sammy Kershaw at a concert I went to. He said, "If I ain't lived it, I won't sing it." And I guess that's true with you, too, isn't it?
Pretty much. I've either lived it or I know quite a bit about it one way or the other. It's my job, as I see it, is to celebrate the rural American West. That's pretty much what I do, and I've been doing it for the last 20-some-odd years.
That's a great point, Dave, because here in Arizona, we see every day, even in 2018, we see the real American West come to life. How does that play, though, in other states around the country?
It can be a little challenging. I find that the further east of the Mississippi River that I go, the less people get what I do. But you find yourself in the position of having to educate the audience before you can entertain them. So, as I say, it's a challenge, but it's one that we've sort of accepted and onward, as we say.
Describe for me the difference between singing a cover song versus one that you wrote.
I don't do very many cover songs. There just seems to be a lack of integrity is not the word, but authenticity would be the word. I need an authentic feel for anything that I'm doing. Otherwise, it seems to fall a little flat. There are songs that I do that are classics that I love and I enjoy doing them, and I don't think they count. But it's hard for me to perform a song written by a contemporary or something that I haven't experienced.
Mm-hmm. Take me through the songwriting process. And I always ask musicians this question. The first thing is, which normally comes first, the lyrics or the melody?
And the answer to that is yes. Yeah, every time I do it, it ends up happening a different way. The easiest way to describe it, and probably the most common way, is that I will get a line of some sort and a musical phrase to go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will just build on from there. That musical line and the musical phrase will indicate whether it wants to be a bouncy song or a slow song or whatever, you know, a swing song or something more driving, and it'll give me a rhythm key, you know, like whether it's going to be 4/4 or 3/4 time. And I just kind of build on it from there. As Leonard Cohen said, the music and the words, they are born together. They struggle together. Sometimes they die together.
Mm-hmm. You know, back in 84, I went through a personal, just a traumatic event, and I found that when I played a certain album by Dan Fogelberg, I felt like several of those songs he had written exclusively for me. How many times do you hear from fans, that song you just did really hit me personally?
I hear that a lot. I do hear that a lot. But and that's the magic of music, is that the listener brings 50% of the experience mm-hmm. with him, you know. And it's so it has a lot to do with what you bring to the performance as to whether it touches you or not. But
mm-hmm.
I do hear that a lot. And it just, you know, once you touch the truth, everybody gets it.
Sure. Well, what's the famous line about country music? Three chords and the truth, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, Harlan Howard, you bet.
Yeah. Now, if you weren't on the road this time of year, what would you be doing?
I'd be working on my place in California. I've got a small piece of horse property and up against the foothills of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And
mm-hmm.
My wife and I like to spend our time there. We like to have staycations, as it were.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're on the road so much. So,
Dave, I lived in California for quite a while, and I remember stopping at the Chatsworth train station, and they had plaques and photographs on the wall. They had a statue out front of the American Cowboy, and they were commemorating all of the old TV and movie westerns that were filmed around that area. I have to ask you, why do you think the TV westerns and movie westerns kind of died out?
Oh, it's a long and convoluted story, but basically we sort of lost our innocence with the Vietnam War, and at that time it became less and less popular to solve your problems with a gunfight on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and things shifted around, and unfortunately, the only thing it did is it went to detective shows.
Mm-hmm.
And, instead of having 147 westerns on every week, you had 147 detective shows, which
mm-hmm.
was sort of, they just sort of put a suit on the cowboy and updated him to the 20th century. But I think our views got a little more complicated than the standard morality plays of your everyday western would allow.
Do you think we need to return to the time when we could very clearly see who the good guy and the bad guy were?
I would like to be able to do that. I don't know if it's possible. Everything's kind of turned gray these days.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're complicating things a little bit more than we have to. I mm-hmm. think right is right and wrong is wrong, and it always has been and
sure.
always will be.
What kinds of projects do you have in the works?
Oh, I've got a couple of them that I'm pretty excited about. I've got a songbook and a book of songs and stories that I'm working on right now, which hopefully will be out in a few months. I'm working on a new album of about 16 brand new songs, some of which I'll trot out on Friday night and
mm-hmm.
see how the folks like them. And I'm hoping to have that out before Christmas.
You've played around Arizona so many times. Do any particular moments stand out?
Oh, they all stand. I just absolutely love Prescott. We absolutely adore that city. I've always said that if they chase me out of California, that's probably where we'll end up, is Prescott. And they haven't chased me out yet, but, man, they're getting close.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about the music that you heard growing up as a little boy. What kind of music did you hear in your home?
Well, all sorts, primarily country music, but I've always said that the biggest musical influence in my life was the fact that my parents belonged to the Columbia Record Club. Yeah, we had all kinds of stuff coming into the house. We had everything from Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin to Harry Belafonte and Tom Lehrer and Johnny Cash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a pretty eclectic mix. I'm pretty lucky to have been exposed to so many different kinds of music so early.
Can you remember the first song you wrote?
No, and I'm glad that I don't, because it was really bad. I remember that it was really bad looking back at it. I remember the first song I kept, which is not the same thing, but the first song I wrote was probably some tear-jerking country thing. It was a boilerplate, a bottle of glass and a teardrop or something mm-hmm. like that, something really maudlin and corny, but... you just keep writing them, and eventually you find one that you say, well, I'll keep this one.
Mm-hmm. Even for someone who is really, really deep into the world of country music, how important is it to at least expose yourself to other genres of music?
I think it's terribly important, because it opens you up. It opens you up quite a bit. Even Hank Williams listens to Perry Como. And Johnny Rivers, he did. Absolutely. And there was a lot of stuff that out there that he listened to. He wasn't primarily, eclectically glued to the country station. He had his own deal. But mm-hmm. I think it's much more rewarding to let in other influences. It just opens things up.
Now, Western Horseman magazine declared your Vaquero song to be one of the greatest Western songs of all time. What makes that song so great?
Oh, my goodness. That, every once in a while you get handed a gift, and that's what that song was. I wish I could lay claim to having cobbled that together out of whole cloth, but that thing was a dictation. It was a long dictation that took about a year to write, but I went ever so carefully on that, and I tried to put everything I felt about where we go when we die to a way to make traditions live on. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those magical songs. As been said before, if I knew where those things came from, I would go there more often.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a magical song. That was a gift from the cosmos or God or whatever you want to say.
Dave, about 40 years ago, I saw the late, great John Denver in concert. And right at the start of the show, he said, "We invite you to be singers in the audience. All we ask is that you sing the same song we're singing." So how does it feel for you when you can hear the crowd singing along?
It sounds great. It feels really, really good, especially to know that people have been listening to our stuff and have taken it to heart enough to where they actually know the words. It's a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm. Dave, I'm from the generation, I think you're probably in the same generation as me, I tend to grumble sometimes, "Oh, today's music is just terrible." And then wouldn't you know it, yesterday I heard a new song by Taylor Swift. I thought, boy, that is a great song. Do you ever hear contemporary artists that make you say that?
It's rare. It's rare. There are a few, and I generally go song by song. Mm-hmm. Rather than artist by artist. There's a young man in Texas named Roger Krager who is not known very well outside of Texas, but mm-hmm. he does very, very well. And as you know, the Texas music scene is its own animal.
Sure.
And he'll make $1.4 million a year touring and never leave the state. So, but what he's got is an amazing gift for songwriting. And evoking the moment in a line of lyric and line of music, and I find him kind of amazing at times. He caught me kind of flat-footed here, because I'd have to kind of roll back and really think about what I've heard lately. But lately, I haven't heard a whole lot. to be honest with you, I've pretty much quit listening to modern country music.
Mm-hmm.
I just find it not my cup of tea.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Dave Stamey, you're going to be on the stage of the Elks Theater tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Do you know if any tickets are still available?
I think there are a few. I think there might be 50 or so left. And I hope everybody comes on out and has a good time. And I look forward to seeing all my friends in Prescott. As I say, I absolutely love performing there, and I love being in that city.
And we encourage our listeners to get on the phone right now and call 777-1370 or go online to PrescottElksTheater.com. Pick up your tickets while they're there for Dave Stamey, the Western Music Hall of Famer, on the stage of the Elks tomorrow night. Dave, thanks for joining us today. Say hello to Patty for us.
I will. DJ, thank you so very much for having me.
You betcha. Knock 'em dead. Have a great show tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's Dave Stamey, and we've got more guests coming up in just a moment, including Sherry Francis and Monty Anderson from St. Luke's Native American Ministry, coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Jobs, 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 especially in the construction, manufacturing, healthcare, and law enforcement industries. NACOG is postured to do something to assist in attracting a skilled workforce to Yavapai County. NACOG will host a Cool Air Career Fair May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Northern Arizona University North Valley campus in Phoenix. Several Yavapai County businesses are traveling to the valley to attract workers to Yavapai County. Contact NACOG at 928-778-1422 for more information.
Get your tickets now to see Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday, May 18th.
I like a dusty road, cattle guards, cottonwoods by the stream.
Dave Stamey in concert, 7 times Male Performer of the Year, 5 times Songwriter of the Year, Western Music Hall of Famer.
Hear the trail rise up to greet you as you ride.
Take time from your complicated life and enjoy music and stories from a simpler time. Dave Stamey at the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center, Friday night, May 18th.
Come ride with me. Let's ride away.
Get your tickets at the Elks box office by calling 777-1370 or online at PrescottElksTheater.com.
Come ride with me.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Dreaming of your very own hot tub but not sure how to find a spa that's a perfect fit for you and your family? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. This week we have a huge selection of customizable hot tubs on display at the Prescott Gateway Mall. Stop by and discover what makes Bullfrog Spas the most low-maintenance, energy-efficient hot tubs in the world. Not only will you be amazed by our revolutionary hot tub designs, you'll be thrilled to learn how affordable owning a Bullfrog Spa can be. Remaining 2017 models must go and are priced to move. You'll save thousands off of factory direct prices, and payments start at just $99 OAC. If listening to your favorite tunes while soaking in your spa sounds good to you, our 2018 models feature an all-new Bluetooth audio system, and during this sale, the $1,800 spa stereo is free. Your chance to save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams absolutely ends Sunday. So look for the big yellow Bullfrog Spas tents in the Prescott Gateway Mall parking lot. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to remind you some other good things to do this weekend. Coming up Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., it's Yarnell Days. They will have a pancake breakfast to support the Yarnell Fire Department from 7 to 9 a.m. The old-fashioned hometown parade is at 10 a.m. Delicious food, art, and craft vendors, a kid zone, and special presentation at the library with raffles, a tippy demonstration Productions at the Firehouse, 50-50 tickets, a beer and food court, beanbag toss, all sorts of fun as part of Yarnell Days coming up Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's on Highway 89 between mile markers 276 and 278 between Wickenburg and Prescott. And good weather forecast for that, too. Well, we have in the studio Monty Anderson and Sherry Francis. They're here on behalf of the St. Luke's Native American Ministry. Monty, I believe you're the chair of this, and Sherry, you're the vice chair, correct?
Yep.
Tell us what the ministry is all about.
Well, in 2012, the General Convention of the Episcopal Church called on all congregations, institutions, dioceses, and corporate offices of the church to consider, quote, the unique cultural heritage of indigenous peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And this became a national program dealing with the plight of Native Americans, and it was instituted, and later that same year, the Arizona Diocese developed its own program under the leadership of Reverend Debbie Royals, who herself is a Pasqua tribe member.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a nationwide program, but here in Arizona, we have, I assume, a larger Native American population than a lot of other states. So does that program change depending upon the state and its Native American population?
Well, certainly Arizona is important mm-hmm. here. Yeah. We have 22 different tribes, and actually the church has been involved with the Navajo Nation for a much longer period of time. We actually have three churches on the Navajo reservation, and we have Navajo ministers and that sort of thing, but this is different.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to explain a little more about that. A thing happened back a year after Christopher Columbus got over here and pointed out, hey, here's a hemisphere,
sure.
hemisphere over here. And the Pope at that time did a declaration of discovery.
Okay.
And that meant that the explorers could come over here and declare, this is our land, mm-hmm. only under one circumstance, and that is if the people living there were already Catholic people.
Okay.
So and this actually went on and was reaffirmed by none other than John Marshall, who was the head of the Supreme Court early on, and Thomas Jefferson even endorsed this. And obviously it's what happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sherry?
Well, St. Luke's Episcopal Church here in Prescott has been involved on a charity level for many, many years with the Native Americans. I had a vision of creating a separate Native American committee dedicated to reaching out and building relationships with the Native American people,
mm-hmm.
Making friends first. And so then in November 2017, Monty helped bring that into fruition. And we have a mission statement, and it's building bridges of understanding through learning, caring, respecting, and interaction. And we've reached out to the Yavapai Apache tribe, and we're building relationships there. We're in the process of being involved in some developing programs with them. And through the Smoke Eye, where I volunteer, we've been able to meet some very interesting people and talented people. And that brings us to our presenter this Saturday, Phil Kiwanyama. And he's a very unique person, and Monty will share more about Phil. This program is a quarterly thing that we do. Every quarter we bring in a presenter, and it's part of our building Bridges of Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open to the public, and it's this Saturday is May 19th, is 11 to 12:30. And I wanted to share also that Phil is currently has his work on display at the TISM gallery.
Sure, right across from the courthouse.
That's yeah. right. And so that is running, that exhibit is running from now through June 19th.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last time you were here, we were talking about you were bringing in a flute player who also makes his own flutes, if I remember correctly. How did that go? Phil?
That was difficult. We had a big audience come, and the day before our gathering, we got a call from the flutist who said he couldn't make it.
Oh, no.
So anyway, we put a program together, and it was so cool. Because there's like over 100 people there. And I just because I thought, well, what do we do here now? And I had some good DVDs, one about the history of Geronimo. And I mean Arizona, Geronimo.
Sure.
And, you know, what we find here with this educational part, the learning part, is that people want to know about what's going on with the Indian tribes, Native American thoughts, and they don't know very much about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I thought when I announced that the audience would just get up and leave. nobody did, DJ.
Oh,
it was awesome. We did have some other people there from the Tohono O'odham Nation, and they were two young people.
I can never pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, there were two young people there who were just great, and they talked about that, and we showed the movie, and people were happy.
Yeah.
And
that's the important thing.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, with Phil, he really is a personal friend of Sherry and of me, and we're not going to even think.
That's not
going to
happen.
Right. Now, Monty, with your work with the Native American ministry and Sherry, with your volunteering, tell me some of the misunderstandings or misconceptions people have about the Native American population. One thing I could never figure out was the time zone issue, because I believe, is it on the Navajo range that
Navajo.
They do respect daylight saving time,
yes.
The rest of the state does not.
Right.
Any idea why?
No, I really don't. I just think they're smarter than us.
I think that's a good point. But, you know, the communications are, let me put it this way. You need to really gain the trust, because the trust has been broken so many times over these many years. You look at a map of where the original reservations were laid out for people, and they were huge things, you know, like a lot of South Dakota, for example, but everywhere the size of these things have dwindled down to where really it's astonishing to see that picture. So they've been let down many, many times. You have to realize that, and you just have to stay with them.
Patience.
Sherry?
I was just going to add, I think a big thing that people get stuck on is stereotyping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people. And there's so many beautiful, educated, wonderful people and talented. And when you become more involved and start talking with them and sharing with them, we have a lot more human in common than we think.
Sure, of course.
So it's getting over that hump, I think, you know, getting over that stereotype, kind of almost like fear or intimidation, you know.
And maybe fear of saying the wrong thing, something like this.
Yeah.
It's just a lack of understanding, right?
Right.
Yeah. So tell us about St. Luke's in general.
Well, it's a wonderful congregation of people, and we are so supported. Our committee is quite large. There's like 16 people on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we do at our just committee meetings, because we're there to learn, every committee meeting, a person brings a story of a Native American that really inspired them, and it's wonderful to hear that. And it's been so active lately. My goodness, we've been invited up to the Yavapai Nation and to see ceremonies that you don't ordinarily get to see. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really wonderful. I'd like to go, though, because one thing you mentioned was that we're trying to communicate with them. And this is one thing about Phil. He feels that through his artwork and what he's doing, mm-hmm. he wants to communicate with us, too.
True.
Mm-hmm. And he's really wonderful at doing that. So if it's okay, I'd like to tell you a little more about
by all means.
What I have learned from meeting him. He grew up as a child on the Hopi Reservation. Mm-hmm. He ended up going to high school at a boarding school, which is not uncommon. When he finished boarding school, he joined the Army, as did I, as soon as I got out of high school. And he was put on the infantry and did a full term, a full career in the Army, mm-hmm. which I asked him about. You're an artist, Phil. What happened? And but anyway, he didn't tell me this, but he underwent training as a ranger in the Army and as a paratrooper. And, you know, those two badges are really badges of honor to yeah. those of us who are in the military, because that is a real thing to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he was in Desert Storm, and he then, after his term at Desert Storm, was sent over to Hawaii. And he was put in to the general's quarters there, and during his term there, the general needed some good maps to do programming of what they wanted to do, and he just didn't have them. So here comes Phil, and he says, if you'll get me some good paper, I'll make the maps for you. And he did this freehand, and they were very, very much appreciated. And I kind of looked this up to see about Native Americans and maps, and they have been doing this for ages and ages. Mm-hmm. But I kind of think that that's a place where he came back to being an artist.
Yeah, sure.
He went to Yavapai College and took graphic design, and he did this and completed that. And that was the time when he felt a call. I want to be back with my people and be immersed in their ceremonies and this sort of thing. And he mixes his art this way. That's mm-hmm. the way he sees his art. But anyway, he's going to talk to us about his life and about the relationships. And for me, and I'm sure Sherry would agree with this, that the best learning for us is when the teacher is the Native American.
What a great backstory. And Sherry, tell us one more time when this program is.
It's this Saturday, May 19th, at St. Luke's Church. From 11 to 12:30, and I'd just like to interject real quickly that mm-hmm. the Hopi people are referred to as the people of peace.
Yeah. The people of peace, very well. And is there a web page or a phone number people can learn more about St. Luke's?
Well, let's tell you how to get there. You go north on Highway 89 towards mm-hmm. Chino Valley, and you go past the airport runway, and then you come to Ruger Road. You turn right, mm-hmm. and there you are. People who come, and we hope many people do, can see what's going on out
sure.
there. It's just dynamic, and so we're privileged to be a part of that.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. The program is coming up Saturday again. What time?
11 to 12:30.
Very good. Thanks for joining us. Sherry Ann Monty on behalf of St. Luke's Native American Ministry. Stay tuned. It's time for News with Link, and then we'll talk to our friend Terry Davis, because the Walk for the Animals is less than a day and a half away. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
he's written or co-written some of the best-known songs of our time.
Johnny Come Lately.
The legendary J.D. Souther.
New Kid in Town.
An intimate evening with a man and his music.
And call out my name.
July 16th at the Prescott Elks Theater. J.D. Souther.
Won't you do what you live?
Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, Songwriters Hall of Fame inductee. In a night filled with hits.
Something in the dark.
You've heard J.D. Souther's songs performed by the Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and more.
Faithless love.
Now hear J.D. Souther live. Get reserved seats at the Prescott Elks Theater. PrescottElksTheater.com or phone 928-777-1370. Don't miss J.D. Souther live.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect? This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we'll be speaking to Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society in just a moment. In the meantime, it's a huge get for the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center as Jay Leno hosts an evening of comedy coming Saturday, August 25th. Tickets went on sale Monday at ycpac.com for Jay. They're selling fast. Get online quickly. You know, when I was living in L.A. and Jay was hosting the Tonight Show, he practiced that week's monologue material on Sundays at the Hermosa Beach Comedy and Magic Club with a $25 cover. Then as soon as Jay taped the Friday Tonight Show, he'd hop a jet to Las Vegas for four weekend shows at the MGM Grand. So he continues to be the hardest working man in comedy. And rumor has it he never once cashed a Tonight Show check. He always lived off his stand-up gigs. So even though Jay is a big antique and classic car guy, I really doubt you'll ever see him standing at a bus stop in L.A. Jay Leno coming August 25th to YCPAC. Stay tuned. We've got Terry Davis coming up and the Walk for the Animals coming your way in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQNA.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. YCCA loves this community. We love being your go-to resource for all your construction and remodeling needs. Before you start any construction project, call me, 778-0040. YCCA is your sunshine. Don't start without us.
If there's one race you're going to enter this year,
make it one where you're guaranteed to win.
Make it a Memorial Day race to save.
Going on now
at Findlay Buick GMC. Drive away in a new 2017 Buick LaCrosse
and save up to $16,000 off MSRP.
Take the keys to a new 2017 Buick Regal.
Discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP.
Or command a new 2017 GMC Yukon
with up to $11,000 off MSRP.
Save thousands more with financing as low as 0%.
Your choice.
Buick Enclave, Buick Envision, GMC Acadia, or a GMC Sierra.
All discounted up to $10,000 off MSRP.
Buick Encore or GMC Terrain.
Up to $8,000 off MSRP.
This is the race you're going to win. The Memorial Day Race to Save at Findlay Buick GMC in Prescott. At FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, title, license, and 495 documents. See store for details.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Cottonwood man has been arrested after he allegedly assaulted his landlords and barricaded himself in his trailer. 43-year-old David Stiles rents a trailer on property owned by the victims on East Cottonwood Street. They told Cottonwood police just after 9:30 Sunday night, Stiles rang the doorbell, and when he was let in, he choked, punched, and stabbed them before going back to his trailer. The victims called 911 and were taken to Verde Valley Medical Center. Stiles barricaded himself in his residence, refused to exit, and threatened to have a shootout with police. The Verde Valley SWAT team was called, but prior to a search warrant being obtained, Stiles decided to come out. He was taken to Verde Valley Medical Center for treatment of injuries he received in the fight with his landlords. He has been booked into the Yavapai County Jail for 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. A handgun has been seized from his trailer. The reason for the attack is unknown. A shed is a total loss following a fire in Cottonwood.
Just before 4:30 Tuesday afternoon, the Cottonwood Fire and Medical Department responded to a report of a fire on North 11th Street. The fire had already spread and a vehicle and nearby shed were burning. The fire was also moving rapidly toward another residence, but it was controlled within 30 minutes of crews arriving on scene. While firefighters were able to prevent fire spread to other homes, the vehicle suffered extensive damage and the shed was destroyed. A motorhome parked near the shed wasn't damaged. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Bill Monroe. Reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny looking towards your weekend. Expect an overnight low of 48 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 74 tomorrow and a high of 77 on Saturday. 52 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 82 and a high on Saturday of 83. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Jobs, 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 especially in the construction, manufacturing, healthcare, and law enforcement industries. NACOG is postured to do something to assist in attracting a skilled workforce to Yavapai County. NACOG will host a Cool Air Career Fair May 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Northern Arizona University North Valley Campus in Phoenix. Several Yavapai County businesses are traveling to the Valley to attract workers to Yavapai County. Contact NACOG at 928-778-1422 for more information.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
We're focusing on the garage all month. We've given you ways to cool and insulate it. Now the best way to use it for storage so you can fit the car inside. We'll also have tips on fertilizing your citrus trees and a historic Arizona resort returns after four decades. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Lawyers Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Bucky's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs visit the New York Mets Friday at 4
on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our native quaking aspen.
Few experiences capture the magic of nature so well as a quaking aspen dancing in the slightest of breeze.
You'll love their unique bark as it shines white, brand new leaves celebrating spring's arrival.
Plant a row along your driveway or simply as a focal point in the yard.
Hand-picked specimens start at under $100, but we have huge showy models as well.
Waters Garden Center, where people who love their quaking aspen, they love to shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
If I could walk with the animals, just imagine it. Hey, we can do it Saturday. Terry Davis is here from the Yavapai Humane Society. You got a fun time coming up at Mile High Middle School. Tell us about it, Terry.
Boy, do we ever. So this Saturday is our 7th annual Walk for the Animals, and it's presented by our generous sponsors, Finley Subaru. It's going to be a really fun morning for pet lovers, for people just to really celebrate that special bond we have with pets. And of course, all the money is going to homeless pets in our community. So it's going to be a fun morning for a fantastic cause. And we want to invite all of your listeners out to join us.
Now, you have to register to be a part of this, correct? Is there still time to register?
Absolutely. Registration online, which is at yavapaihumane.org, is going to be open until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then after that, we're going to close online registrations, but you can come down to the shelter or you can come down the morning of the walk, which is at Mile High Middle School. We're going to open the gates at 8, so you'll have time to register and get your goodie bag and fabulous t-shirts this year. They're just beautiful. Everyone's really ooing and awing over those this year.
You're wearing one right now. It's beautiful. It's nice.
It really is. Melanie Fulce, who's a fantastic artist out of Phoenix, donated her time and talent to us. And boy, what a gift she gave us. These t-shirts are rocking.
Now, we just signed up a few days ago for two of our dogs to be a part of it. And both of them were shelter dogs from the Yavapai Humane Society. So we're kind of bringing them back to their roots, more or less. I understand from your attendance numbers, we're going to have a lot of company, aren't we?
You definitely are. We're looking at about 100 more people than last year. So we're looking at about 300, 350. We already have almost 300 signed up today. And it's going to be fun. We're going to love to see those alumni dogs. Our staff is going to be out there.
I love it.
They're going to be out there giving them love and getting updates, because a lot of times, you know, pets go home and we know we matched them with a great match, but we don't hear from people again. So this will be a really great chance for us to reconnect with some of the favorite dogs that we got to care for at the Humane Society.
You know, I got to laugh because I saw a letter to the editor in the Prescott paper a few weeks ago. I was down by Courthouse Plaza, and there's so much dog poop all over the grass. And it turns out the city responded, sir, we aerated the soil.
That's oh my gosh.
But on that note, we're going to have little mitts there and stuff there, right?
Absolutely. So each goodie bag that you'll get when you sign up is going to include, you know, a poo bag.
Sure.
And on
as
it,
every responsible owner uses.
That's right. On it, it says, you never waste your time volunteering with the waste little twist.
Then
the 5K route has several dispensers provided by the city and several trash cans. So there's no excuse not to pick up after your pet. And of course, the people that are helping are amazing volunteers. Oh, yeah. they're going to be making sure that nothing is left behind. We want to be very respectful, keep Prescott beautiful, mm-hmm. and Guido's Pizza is actually sponsoring our trash bags. So,
well, hello. Are they going to be down there?
I wish they would be Ooh. Down there, but they gave us a really generous donation. So if you want to support the pets, you can go have a fantastic slice of pizza down there.
Indeed. Now, the weather forecast is just dynamite for this weekend, which is good news because your vendors are going to be setting up real early, aren't they?
That's right. They're going to be showing up around 6 o'clock to set up, and a lot of them have free giveaways and fun things for the pets. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the weather's going to be around 75, but we're in the morning, so we're looking more at like 65. Yeah. It'll be perfect weather for a walk, so mm-hmm. it's going to be a really fun day.
Now, this, of course, is a fundraiser for the Yavapai Humane Society.
Absolutely.
It's your biggest one of the year, right?
It definitely is. We're asking people to sign up and then ask their friends to support them in mm-hmm. walking. So each person can create a page. I have a little page that shows my dog and my little story. And I've had lots of friends donate to support me. And of course, all that money goes back to our pets. Right now, we're about at $35,000. So
wow.
we're really excited. Now, we have a lofty goal this year of $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you can't attend, you can go on our website and click Walk for the Animals and donate to the biggest fundraiser of the year, which is a nice way to participate in a different way.
Sure. And I understand that you have a remodeling effort underway thanks to an angel donor.
That's right. We have this fantastic donor who wants to remain anonymous, but you know who you are, so thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And she donated money to improve our adoption, our shelter where we keep the dogs in their kennels.
Mm-hmm.
And so our A-wing is the one that really needed remodeled. Our building has been there since the 70s, so it was looking kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
But she paid to redo the floor for the dogs, so it's nice and clean and sanitary. We redid all the walls. We redid the front of the kennels, and they're beautiful. They're just orange with paw prints. And when you go in there, you feel more welcome, which is
sure.
always nice. And you know the dogs are being well taken care of in that new clean environment.
And you got good news from the National Humane Society, didn't you?
We did. The Humane Society of the United States actually toured our shelter the other day. We got on their radar when we helped them with a horse case. We went and helped them grab a couple horses and were taking care of them at the Equine Center.
Mm-hmm.
They started looking at our website and asking us questions, and they were really impressed with our staff and our community. And so they came out and did a tour on Tuesday. So that was really nice to be supported by such a prominent organization.
And speaking of the Equine Center, you got a couple new residents there. Kind of weird looking horses, if you ask me.
That's right. We have our very first llamas, and their names are Drama and Bahama, the llamas. So they came to us from New Mexico. We got a call saying there was a hoarding case, and they said, you know, we have all these horses that need help, but we also are really looking for a home for two llamas. That's mm-hmm. our main goal. And our amazing equine team, Brandy and Christine, they were up for the challenge. They did a lot of research. They said, yep, we can help you.
We can do
and
it.
So if you check out our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/Yavapai Humane Society, you can see Drama and Bahama the llamas.
We want to make sure that our shoppers also stop at the Yavapai Humane Society thrift store, and they have until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to register for the
That's
Walk
right.
for the Animals at what webpage?
So it's yavapaihumane.org. There's going to be a big pop-up that'll show up. Just click on that. It'll bring you right to where you need to go.
Terry Davis, always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you and all those beautiful animals Saturday morning at Mile High Middle School Field, right?
That's right. I hope to see a lot of your listeners out there.
We'll be there. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. I've got Monday's Q&A guests and some final thoughts coming up in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listen to this.
Come ride with me. It's time to saddle up,
right way.
That's Western Hall of Fame artist Dave Stamey. And he's coming to the Prescott Oaks Theater on Friday, May 18th.
It's so much to see. Don't worry, I know the trails. I know the way.
Dave defies description. He's Western. He's country, folk, and a cowboy poet all rolled into one.
Come ride with me.
Tickets for the May 18th show are available now.
It's right away.
At the Prescott Oaks Theater and Performing Arts Center box office on Gurley Street. By phone at 777-1370 or online at PrescottOaksTheater.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Dreaming of your very own hot tub but not sure how to find a spa that's a perfect fit for you and your family? Hi, this is Dan from Bullfrog Spas. This week we have a huge selection of customizable hot tubs on display at the Prescott Gateway Mall. Stop by and discover what makes Bullfrog Spas the most low-maintenance, energy-efficient hot tubs in the world. Not only will you be amazed by our revolutionary hot tub designs, you'll be thrilled to learn how affordable owning a Bullfrog Spa can be. Remaining 2017 models must go and are priced to move. You'll save thousands off of factory direct prices, and payments start at just $99 OAC. If listening to your favorite tunes while soaking in your spa sounds good to you, our 2018 models feature an all-new Bluetooth audio system, and during this sale, the $1,800 spa stereo is free. Your chance to save thousands on the hot tub of your dreams absolutely ends Sunday. So look for the big yellow Bullfrog Spas tents in the Prescott Gateway Mall parking lot. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
The Diamondbacks are off today. They head out east for road games in New York, Milwaukee, and for some godforsaken reason, Oakland. The crowd for those games in Oakland will be so small, you'll hear every single drunken fan in the stands yelling. The action resumes tomorrow with the pregame show, joined in progress at 4, first pitch at 4:10, so no Let's Talk Sports on this Friday. Stay tuned now for Talk of the Town on the Thursday toss-up. Join me back here Monday with my guests Darren Velardo from Da Vinci Wealth and Dr. Mark Collins from Pronghorn Psychiatric and Stone Ridge Centers for Brain and Addiction Treatment. That's Monday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.